This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A world power struggle will play out this weekend.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This weekend is the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund in Washington. And one of the contentious issues they are tackling, currency. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has our story.
Earlier this week, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner expressed his hopes for the IMF meeting.
We believe it's very important to see more progress by the major emerging economies to more flexible, market-oriented exchange rate systems.
Right. What Geithner meant was that he wanted other countries to let their currencies gain value against the dollar.
Geithner's statement was directed squarely at China.
Iswar Prasad is a trade policy expert at the Brookings Institution. He says China and others, like Japan and Brazil, want to keep the value of their currency low, so their products will be cheaper for consumers in other countries. But Prasad says if countries like China keep their currency cheap, it could cause big problems.
If every country is trying to keep the value of its currency from appreciating and we still do not have much job growth, this could start turning into more explicit protectionist measures.
Things like tariffs and limits on imports. Prasad says that could lead to trade wars and be very damaging to the global economy in the long run. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
A new study out of Washington shows how the Great Recession is shaping immigration around the world. Marketplace's Eve Tro has that.
Immigration to the United States and European Union has slowed so dramatically since the recession hit, it's at a virtual halt. That's according to the Migration Policy Institute. The study also found the U.S. and EU have deported undocumented laborers at a higher rate and offered fewer visas to skilled foreign workers. Economist Dimitri Papadimitriou says they'll need to include both groups for an economic recovery.
You not only need brains, but you also need brawn.
He says countries that have less restricted immigration, like Canada and Australia, could gain an economic edge.
The countries that will continue to be successful in the near to the mid-future will have immigration systems that respond to the needs of employers, really, all along the jobs continuum.
While immigrants already living in the U.S. and EU face higher unemployment than native citizens, the study says they're more likely to stick it out in new countries than return home. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Now let's take a look at this morning's numbers. Stocks are mostly lower around the world, except Moody's Investor Services said it might upgrade China's bond rating, and Shanghai stocks went gangbusters today. The U.S. aluminum giant Alcoa kicked off another earnings season with a decent profit report late yesterday. That announcement came after the Dow Industrials slipped 19 points, about 0.2%. The close was 10,948.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media.
In Sydney, Australia today, population experts are discussing the implications of a study out this week. It said the number of Australians will grow by more than a third between now and 2050. And population is the topic of today's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with our quizmaster, Stefan Richter. Hi, Stefan.
Good morning, Bill. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I'm ready.
Bill, we know that in 2050, the big three, that is India, China, and the United States, will be the world's most populous countries.
Yes.
My question to you, and it's a tough one, which country will be home to the world's fourth largest population by mid-century? Is it Nigeria, Indonesia, Bangladesh, or Pakistan?
When I don't know, Stephen, I grasp for the one piece of information I have. I think Indonesia is the world's biggest Muslim country, so that's where I'm going, Indonesia.
You're a very educated man.
Hey.
It is currently the world's most populous Muslim nation. But by 2050, because of a lower fertility rate from currently fourth in the world, it will move down to sixth.
I'll say Nigeria.
Nigeria isn't bad.
Uh-oh.
Because it will double its population over the next 40 years. And it will rise to fifth. So you're getting closer, but it's currently eighth, so I'm sorry to kind of keep torturing you today.
Yeah. Well, good term for it. Is Bangladesh really big enough to be the fourth most populous country?
Nope.
Oh.
It will rise. It will go up to seventh, but I guess that
okay,
leaves
I'm
the country.
Okay, I'm going to guess Pakistan. D.
That's a brilliant guess.
Thank
and see,
you.
I thought you would go for that first because you would have said, well, Pakistan is all in the headlines. And that really tells us quite something because Pakistan, on top of everything else that we hear in the headlines, is going to be a population time bomb. So that's the country that will be fourth by 2050, according to the UN Population Division's projections, at a cool 335 million people.
Educating you, embarrassing me, Stefan Richter, our global quizmaster. Thank you.
We all learn together.
Stefan Richter publishes and edits The Globalist, and you can learn more about the global economy, politics, and culture at theglobalist.com. And finally, we began the newscast talking currency wars, so that's where we'll start this week's Marketplace Minute. Japan has slashed its interest rate, and that set off a great debate. If every state tried to inflate so they could create jobs, well, wait, then they start to recriminate, and a trade war comes to the fore, and soon we're exchanging goods no more, and that economists abhor. Then you get countries producing stuff that none of them really do well enough, and they're all in a huff, the economy's rough, and life gets tough, and everyone's suff. If you're in foreclosure, keep your composure. Recently, there was a shocking exposure. Some of those seizures were less than kosher, and now those banks will have to start over. The jobs report's out in less than an hour. Democrats fear if employment sours, voters will inform the powers that be that it's time to hit the showers. Did employers hire? We'll see. And I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The French government wants to raise the retirement age, 60 to 62. Workers don't like it a bit because a job, you know, is a job is a job.
It's corporate France that encourages this kind of laziness. They want you to leave your thoughts, your passions outside the door.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Productivity? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.